This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's finally just about here, man. Heat and Hawks tonight in a play-in with a good chance to win that game. Hawks did not look very good the other night, and if the Heat can win that game, they'll open Sunday against the Cavs. Game one, you're in the playoffs, man. I'm sorry, whether it's the last wild card position or an 8 seed, I'll take it. And I get that the odds, I know what everybody says and the chances of you winning that. It does happen, as we've seen both our teams, both the Heat and the Panthers, do it from an 8 seed, but it's a tough road, and I get it. And being the last wild card position in football, which we're very familiar with when we do get in the playoffs, I'd still rather have it, folks. I'm not one, well, if you're going to get that last spot, you know you're not going to win. I'd just rather miss it altogether and maybe get a better draft pick. Not me. Not me, man. And I get it hurts you that, you know, everybody says, and it's probably true that if you're just outside the playoffs and you miss them, now you're drafting in the middle of the draft so you don't get the, you know, the top guys and you miss out on them again and you're not in the playoffs. So I get both sides of it. But for me, you want a chance. And if you're not there, you're never – and I understand going on the road and indoor, outdoor, whatever the sport is, it's a tough road. But hey, listen, so we've got our teams ready to go. Heat, like I said, got the playing game against the Hawks tonight. Panthers at Tampa Bay, game one Tuesday, game two on Thursday, and then the Panthers will come home for Saturday and Monday. That place will be friggin' crazy. Third time around in this great story, and by far our best team right now, and we'll see how it goes. We've seen what's happened. They played all these games. Had some guys breaking down. Did an all-star event that probably not a great idea, but it's sure fun to watch. That USA, Canada, I mean, it was fantastic. But you got a lot of guys played in those games, and it wasn't your normal all-star. Guys get a couple days off to chill and hang out with the other guys and have a couple little competitions, who's the fastest and all that stuff. It was serious. And we had a lot of guys wanted to play for their countries. And so on top of all the playoff games, so I give Paul Maurice a lot of credit. Old school, but not old school. Has changed with the time, says, hey, man, I got to rest guys. I'd rather have guys rested up, missing games, even if we lose, even if we have to drop down a couple of seeds. I don't care. I want my guys healthy, and I'll take a chance because those guys have won a friggin' lot of playoff games. Looks like Matthew Tkachuk, good chance he's going to be back Tuesday for that first game, and that would be great news to start things off. But it's going to be a fun series. Again, I don't know what's going to happen, and, you know, we haven't had the guys together for a long time, the core of guys together for a long time. Ekblad will be out the first two games because of the suspension, but he's actually going to be back for that game back here, the first game back here at home in Sunrise. So a lot of good stuff there going on. Marlins, the one thing the Marlins have learned, they're a fun team to watch. All day, you've been their biggest fan, and you and I have talked a ton of baseball, which doesn't usually happen with Woody around here. But you and I agree on this, man. You know, you get a whole bunch of hits, and they're singles, and a couple of doubles, and you walk, and you steal a base. You're trying to manufacture runs however you can. And Arizona sits back there and just swings from their ass and hits home runs. Hit 9 home runs in 3 games. End up with the sweep, even though the pitching really, really wasn't that bad overall. But when you're giving up home runs, man, one swing, you know, would they have a grand slam, a 3-run homer in that series? One swing equal 4 runs or 3 runs. That's a difference, and you got to get a lot of hits and a lot of walks to be able to keep up with guys. So that's going to be the one problem. They don't hit a lot of home runs. They have not hit a lot of home runs. Hell, they got one guy now that's hit half the home runs on the team.
Dude, yesterday they had 13 hits and only scored 4 runs, yeah, compared to 5 hits from Arizona that scored 6 runs.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Chicks dig the long ball, man. Apparently, so do wins, because you're right. It's a good point. By the way, ton of strikeouts in that game as well yesterday. God, both teams had a struck out a ton, and it was still ended up being a long game. All right, so besides all that, we got the NFL draft coming up next week, next Thursday, and we're going to switch here from what has been a brutal week. It's just a brutal week. I went home. I felt a little dirty when I walked out of here, but it is what it is, and it just didn't have a good feel. It didn't have a good look. The press conference didn't have a good look or a good feel to it. And listen, you know, you go back and you read what people are saying, and they're talking about dysfunction. They are. It's one thing. We got local writers that are haters, or you guys are haters. Listen, man, if you can't see that this thing doesn't, how much it's changed course from all those big fat extensions and contracts given out to what they did this year so far, come on. And now we all agree on one thing. They agree, we agree, we all agree, they need to have one hell of a draft. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with 10 picks and 13, 48, 98, 116, 135, and 150. And I'll stop right there with those top 6 picks. You got to hit some home runs. You've got to hit some, you got to get some really good at bats in there and find some guys that give these coaches a chance to coach some guys up. And I think in a couple positions, you probably need to go twice. Cornerback, you need to go twice. Defensive line, defensive tackle, nose tackle, you probably need to go twice. Guard tackle, you probably need to go twice in this draft. So I just look at this, and there's obviously a lot of work to do. Nobody's going to, you know, whatever spin you want to put on it, there's a lot of work to do to get this thing where you want it. The Jalen Ramsey thing, this will be the last time. I mean, we're going to – it's not going away because he's still on the team, although they made it real clear they want to move him. And by the way, they better pray to God that he doesn't have to come back and play here now. Can you imagine that guy, the way he already is, and what they'll deal with if they want to talk about culture and leadership? You want to talk about a guy that's going to say, leave me alone, I'm just going to do what I'm told, and unless it's important, don't talk to me. It could get real ugly now. And I'm guessing he's not real excited that you've already shown him up by saying he wanted to be here, and we basically told him we don't want you. So, and by the way, I don't think that's what happened. I think his ass wanted out, but that's just my opinion. And you're going to do whatever. You want to spin it your way. You want it to look good. You know your fan base is listening to what you have to say before the draft, and I would have done the same thing if I was Chris Greer. I would have put a positive spin on everything. Amount of money spent in free agency, the street, the guy still on the streets in free agency. I would have said it's the best class I've ever seen to have this many great players, and oh, we just feel so good. You're going to put a positive spin. What do you think? He's going to go in there and go, you know, this has not been great so far. Of course he's not going to do that. But look, at you've seen what's happened. I mean, I don't have to write the history book here in recent years on what has happened. You've seen it. New York saw an article from the Jets people yesterday that was pretty powerful. Pretty powerful. Kind of laughing. Like, you got a little of the same dysfunction we have, huh? How do you like it? From some of this stuff. It went something like this. Talking about Jalen Ramsey, you just paid him $4 million for a roster bonus. March 16th, and now you're going, you know, I know we gave you that money and we owe you a lot of guaranteed money, but we really don't want you. So this is some of the article, and I don't want to get in the whole thing. Dolphins have become a case study in how not to run a team. Struggled to draft and develop talent, and when they hit on a draft pick, they let those players walk in free agency. Robert Hunt, Christian Wilkins, Andrew Van Ginkle, all in the prime of their careers. Now, in fairness to everybody, I think we made it pretty clear that we're not paying guards and defensive tackles. It's the philosophy of, at the top, we're not giving out $100 million contracts to those guys. We're not. So they walk. Christian Wilkins got injured last year, didn't play a lot. Robert Hunt played on a really bad team in Carolina, but he got his money. And Andrew Van Ginkle, there's no excuse. That was a flat-out whiff coming off that injury that he had. And I think they were afraid that injury was going to be something that was going to last. And Minnesota said, hey, our defensive coordinator had him when he was a head coach. He loves him. And he was all pro, was pro bowler, played great. So anyway, I think we're all curious to see how this thing's going to work out with Jalen Ramsey and what the Dolphins get for him. I don't expect a lot. I think number one thing, they want somebody to pick the contract up, but I don't expect, and you shouldn't expect a lot. But I got to tell you, the one thing that can happen now, you basically threw him under the bus going out the door in a nice way, in a nice, crisp way. But if you think Jalen Ramsey is going to be happy, happy, joy, joy, if you find out you can't move him and you can't get anything for him, oh. Now I think they can. I think there's some teams are going to think he's still a really good player. I don't think he's top four or five corner, but he's still a really good player. A lot of people think, and it's true, if you could ever get him to move to safety, he'd be a great safety because he's a hit, and the guy will tackle. He will get physical with you. Missed a few tackles too, but we'll get physical with you. Not to beat that up, but we have a lot of work to do this week. This is a big week, man. Big week for Chris and his staff, and I'm sure Mike is still battling to get some guys he wants. And already heard Chris say, I've given coaches around here since I've been the GM too much. And if I got something I feel strongly about, I got to take it back and I got to sell my guys on it. And that's been a knock on Chris, or apparently he didn't think it was a knock, but it was a knock on Chris for a long time. Then he's let everybody else make his picks, a lot of them, and it allows him an out to not be responsible, in my opinion, for the picks at the end of the day if they don't work out. Well, that's not the guy I wanted, but that's who my head coach wanted. I got to work with him every day. I want to make sure we're all on the same page. Nothing worse than a GM taking a guy and he doesn't work out and the coach throws it in your face every friggin' day and you start losing games and now all of a sudden relationships get really crappy. And in fairness to Chris being in this organization, he saw that. He saw that with Jeff Ireland and some head coaches. So I know where Chris is coming from. Listen to me this morning. That stuff with Joe Philbin and Jeff Ireland was toxic. Tony Sparano, Jeff Ireland, toxic. Terrible. I could tell you stories you'd never believe. You're going, no way. No way in the NFL this happens. And I'm talking about a plane ride. I'm talking about jumping on a plane with wives not liking each other, GMs and coaches not talking, and everybody. Can you imagine what that'd be like? We did it. So I get Chris's going, oh, hell no, that ain't happening under my watch. That, because that doesn't work. When the president's standing in the back going, are you seeing what's going on around here? You talk about tension in the front of a first-class plane, getting ready to play a football game the following day, and you've got a disaster on your hands. You know, women, God bless women. Women, I'm talking firsthand here. Women can't hide how they feel. Guys can fake it. We're good fakers. Most of the time we can, I could tell, but, you know, unless it's really bad. But guys can, we're pretty good phonies. Women aren't good phonies. So if you're going home telling your wife a bunch of stuff about this guy, that guy, there's a good chance when you go to that party on the way you have to say, honey, this is not one of your strengths, but I was coming. No, I'm coming to this party. I know you don't like some of them because of what I've said, and you got my back. I love that about you, but we all got to work together now. Us guys kind of let some of that stuff go, and the women, they don't get aboard on that. They're going to let it go just because you guys are back, and guys, hey, shake hands, and hey, let's get past this dude. We got to work together, which, by the way, doesn't always happen. That's the Denver Nuggets. Two friggin' guys couldn't get along, GM and a head coach. But when you get the wives involved, and I'm not getting into the wife stuff today. I'm not. I'm not big on having wives come up to me and tell me off, but I have had that happen. But, you know, it's brutal. That's why I think a lot of people will say probably not a good idea to bring your wife with you on the plane. And my other people I work with to do the same thing. Probably not a good idea. Bring the kid. It's fine. Probably not a good idea to bring a wife, especially if she's been getting home and you're ripping certain people and now she sees them. Well, what do you think? She's going to like them now? You think all of a that wives don't let it go, man. They don't let that
stuff. Yo, I was just blowing off steam.
Hey, for the high school people down here, we got to go to break, but we're going to talk about something we haven't talked about here. Everybody's talked about the college football system. It's a mess, and part of the mess going on right now, the spring transfer portals open back up right after spring football, so it's going on. There's bad mouthing going on. This Tennessee thing's got everybody fired up. They're blaming the Canes for part of this, of the Tennessee quarterback wanting $4 million. Because Carson Beck got $4 million. He wasn't worth $4 million. Nobody's going to give him $4 million. And so I see Ryan Clark taking shots, and everybody's trying to jump in the thing, which Ryan Clark ought to get educated on the SEC before he starts taking shots at everybody else, since he's a former LSU guy, who, by the way, will spend a lot of money themselves. So be careful, Ryan, in case you're not familiar with your own school. But, yeah, but we got a bigger problem, or as big a problem in high school football and sports down here. It's gotten horrible. I'm going to tell you about part of it when I come back here.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we had a couple days off since the last game we came. We really prepared the last couple days leading up to the night. Myself, my teammates, the coaching staff, we were putting a lot of work, and it paid off. We got one more to go. The job's not done. It's just to get into the playoffs, so we got a long way to go.
All right, Tyler Herro talking about the importance of tonight's game on the road in Atlanta. Get a win, and you're in the playoffs. Officially in the playoffs is the 8th seed playing Sunday against the Cavs. And boy, I'll tell you what, he plays the way he did the other night with 38 points. They're going to be looking good with a good shot to win. Get a little more out of Bam, but the supporting cast and was great the other night. Wiggins had 20 and got some great performances off the bench. So we'll see. But I do like one thing. You got competitive games with a chance to go into the playoffs. And to me, sometimes when you've been sitting around and you wrapped up the number one seed and you're resting guys and waiting to play and you're just having grab-ass practices and the other team's fighting, I've seen this, that you can win some games. I'm not saying you win a, you know, best of seven. Best team usually wins. Win four times, I feel that way. One thing I do like about a seven-game series. But we'll see what happens before I get ahead of myself tonight with the Heat in this game. But by the way, the Panthers at Tampa Bay don't play till Tuesday. And you know what? I think it's great.
Yeah, it's like, good.
You know why? You're probably thinking what I'm thinking. Give Tkachuk as many days and the rest of those guys many days they need to get as close to 100% and have everybody but Ekblad back for game one and game two at Tampa Bay. Would be great. A lot of those guys haven't played together, actually. Guys they traded for and the guys that like Tkachuk. So this would be great stuff. And just a matter of how much rust they have and everything else. But those guys have played a lot of freaking playoff games. Check that. They've won a lot of playoff games. All of them. So that's going to be part of it. All right. So I want to get into this. And I've had complaints from high schools about this, and are you going to talk about it if, you know, we have stuff. And sometimes people, you know, hey, don't use my name, but would you mind? This is a big problem. So this high school thing is a little out of control too. It's out. And I'm trying to accept the transfer portal and the 300 to 400 players that transfer just in this area and bounce around school to school. Now I hear we've already had a receiver go from St. Thomas to American Heritage and now to Edison, and he did that in a matter of it was like he's just bouncing around. What's next, kid? A really good player. Really good player. And so anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. The other problem we have, and it's gonna affect kids and homeschool. We have more and more really good football players. I'm just talking football, but if you know what's going on in other school, you're more than welcome to text me 305-567-0560. This homeschool thing is a friggin' joke. People that run the program, it's a joke. The state's not aware of how bad it is. You know, I've had good friends have their kids homeschooled for religious purposes to... a lot of it has to do with beliefs and believing that your family and others that are doing homeschool together are going to be better teachers and your kids are going to learn more. And you think you're sheltering your kids from things that you don't believe in. I mean, I've had lots of talks with people I love and respect, and I said, okay, and it's fine. But now it's just getting abused for the wrong reasons, that kids don't want to get up and go to high school. That are really good players. Can't happen in private schools, by the way. Private schools, God bless private schools. Oh, no, your ass has got to come to school here. For the kids on scholarship, like, yeah, we have scholarships and programs for you because you're a really good player or athlete, but your ass needs to be here at school. So we have these kids, basically, they're really good players, most of them, that are in this program, the ones I'm talking about. And they go literally... sometimes led by the people that run these programs, lead them to where they want them to go play. Better, I mean, it's a form of a street agent. And then on top of that, all this stuff's being done. They're not learning anything. Basically, nobody's doing it. They're sliding through loopholes in these programs. So besides not actually having somebody teaching you and going through the program with you, so make sure you're learning some fundamentals that you're going to need later in life, like being able to read, being able a few things in math to help you out with finances down the road. I'm not saying being able to write a paper, but understand a few fundamentals of things. We're just throwing guys out there because they're really good. They're getting great grades without doing any work. They show up. I mean, this is terrible, man. I have heard some coaches now will not recruit, no matter how good they are, will not recruit them when they come by the schools early to meet. And they go, so can we talk to him? Where is he? And go, oh, no. He didn't come here. He's homeschooled. He'll be here for practice. And the other part of this is, especially when nobody's at home, it's the homeschool. How this whole thing started is kind of, it's now been attacked and taken advantage of with athletes that basically don't do anything and we're flying them through school and it's going to catch up, man. It's just at some point sports comes to an end and you're in really bad shape and our system's going to be part of the cause of it. This homeschool thing and some of the people that run these programs not looking out for the best interests of these kids. They're looking out for their, in my opinion, looking out for themselves and benefits of themselves. And we've got a lot of good players going to different public schools that are homeschooled. You literally can go homeschool, go to any school you want. Oh, I'm homeschooled and I live here, but I'm going 42 miles under the transfer portal thing anyway, because you can transfer anywhere you want for high school. But it's bad. It's a real bad situation. It's one thing you transfer, your coach takes you, and you go to another school. but you still have to go to school. And again, the stories now, these guys sleep in, stay up all night, play video games, get up when they want, do a little bit, turn stuff in or whatever they give them to do, and then they're off and running. Hey, make sure you're at practice. We're going to watch a little tape together at 2 o'clock. Can you be there? We might lift a few, and then they're gone. They're not around the team. They're not around the, you know. It's terrible. This is not good. So this is one of the problems. We got some other stuff in Dade County that's going on right now, too, that we're going to be talking about. But I'm not sure, man. We got to get somebody that's got to get back in charge of. I know the college thing's out of control. But we need the state, since Manny Diaz is so proud of himself that he helped put this system together, this transfer portal thing, and how great it was going to be. Now, if he wants to do something, maybe he ought to look into this homeschool stuff and who's actually doing work and stuff. I don't know, we're shorthanded and we don't have the people to go out and see stuff, but this is bad, man. So now the homeschool is the new, you know, no work, just stay home and we'll get your grades for you and show you how to pass that stuff and get through it, and nobody there. And these kids have just it's abused, and yet they still get the privilege, and the school's going to take them. School's going to take them because they help them win games. So the program's going, no, this kid's really good. Screw that. Oh, hell no, we'll take him. If you're offering him up and he's thinking about coming, oh, we'll take him. Hell, he's good. But what do you really just – it's just got a real sleazy, bad feel to it. Really bad to this thing. Homeschooled being abused. Homeschooling being absolutely abused. Hell, they don't have parents. I've been told some of the parents are, there's nobody there. People working, and these kids just get up when they want, and kids they're playing with are going to school. You know, hey, you got to turn this in tomorrow, and hey, plus you're hanging out with your guys, man, in between, and hanging out with the, you know, everybody else, meet that new little girlfriend and all that stuff, and you're just sitting home, man. What are we doing?
Yeah, besides that being so alarming what you're saying, Joe, when the, you know, check gets cashed, one day it's gonna expire. You're either going to go to college and not be able to pass classes, or you're going to get into life and not be able to pass life. That's what I'm worried about, the expiration date on this.
So the only thing I'll say now, that basically college football is, I mean, college football is professional football because we're paying them. So I think these schools are all going to look and just let them slide through too.
Yeah, and a lot of correspondence.
Let them slide through, and whatever you need to do, we'll just keep you. And we know you're here. Everybody knows you're here for football. Hell, we're paying you. We're not paying anybody else but you athletes.
Yeah,
I do. So they're not going to let those guys flunk out, paying a guy $400,000 a year to be a starting tight end on a team. And the guy's been through. It's just, but it will catch up to you, man.
In life.
And we're going to hear these sad stories down the road. I didn't learn anything growing up, man. Help me. Help me. Help me. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to, man. Just wanted to make everybody aware of what's happening out there, and it's getting worse. We went through this street agent thing at one time. We're going through that. Remember, anybody remember the street agents wanted me to show up somewhere? They're going to beat me up on 71st or 79th Street. And they were saying, come on down here. And yeah, it's, man, it's getting crazy out there.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Good God, do I love Friday. I can almost taste that tequila tonight. Only on Friday, sometimes Saturday. But just a little bit of tequila on the rocks tonight.
Guess what I'm doing, Joe, this
weekend? What are you doing?
I'm going to the club. Oh. Yeah. The party starts at 11 p.m. I don't even know how I'm going to make it tomorrow night till 11 p.m.
Wow.
The club.
That's all day Dan Day, by the way, with us today.
It's not Danny.
Yeah, man. Wow. You stay busy, man. You do a lot of stuff at night. And when do you sleep? When you can. Not much.
Joe, I'm learning from you, a guy that used to fly back and get off the plane from a Dolphins game and come straight here.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Legendary.
What we won't do for pain sometimes. What we won't do for pain. Now, listen, man, you love it, and it's fun, and all the stuff we're doing. I always tell everybody, you know, it's not like I'm outdoors doing physical, tough work that others do, for sure.
Now, I'll tell you, Joe, I've had people come in here. The air conditioning's not working good, and I look outside, and there's guys on roofs working. I go, you want to be that guy or girl over there? And they're always like, well, it's still the air conditioning. I go, no, stop that.
Yeah, listen, and I always say this. I've worked in TV a long time, and I worked in radio longer. And nobody complains more than TV people. You talk about a group of people out of touch with mankind, have no idea. And some of the stuff they bitch about, and you're like, wow. Yeah.
I was in a newsroom where they complained about the free food they got on a daily basis.
I had a general manager, like he's a former jock, Don Brown. And people, you know, anchors would come up. Not all of them, but some of them were wine and cheesers. And they go complain about, I can't work with this person. Like, well, you better because I hired that person. I think they're really good. We had a guy complain about how a woman dressed super sexy. And it's really hard on me. And I think he said something about his wife was causing problems or something. Like real wussy stuff, like real weak ass stuff, right? Like, and DB said, as we called him, God bless him, we lost him. Don Brown said, hey man, you worry about doing better. You worry about yourself. If you have some ideas how to make your department better, because he was a lead guy and he didn't like to hire. And he goes, well, I hired her. I'm the one that hired her. I liked her. I looked all over, and that's who I wanted to work. And so he's telling me a story, and I was like, wow. I like to go in there and just talk sports with him and stuff. And so, yeah. Yeah, that's what we get sometimes. We get a little spoiled. Hey, by the way, this Aaron Rodgers stuff yesterday, unbelievable stuff. And he goes on McAfee. He just gives McAfee TV and radio gold. He really does. It's good for all of us. Don't be a McAfee hater, because he gets them on. And I listen to Aaron Rodgers and all the stuff, and still undecided, and this is my life now, and I'm operating on my own deadline and dealing with the off-field issues involving his personal life and some stuff's going on in his personal life that's more important, undecided on my future, open to everything, not attached to anything, work, you know, he kept going back to his personal life and stuff. And so you kind of listen, you go, wow, that's pretty cool. He kind of came clean and he's in a serious relationship now and all that, which he hasn't done real great in serious relationships through the years. But so he's saying all this stuff, and I was just like, wow, he's still like, and you know, Pittsburgh's waiting on him. Let's be honest. Pittsburgh Steelers are waiting on him with really no backup program right now. They don't have a backup plan. Now, I can only guess Kirk Cousins got to come into somewhere where they're going to have to give up something to Atlanta to shift him over, if that's it, or they got to draft some young dude, and he's probably going to have to play, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or somebody, and go that way. So he said he's been honest with everybody, which I appreciate. So I've told everybody. But, you know, teams got to move on. I just feel like even after listening, he doesn't get it. It's just me, but I listen to everything. And when I hear him talking, I'm going through a lot of personal stuff. Like, you didn't talk to your family for over a decade. Like, it's well documented through family and through you that you and your family have issues. And then you hear what they are, and they're like, weak sauce. Like, that's an issue? You're a guy. That's not a guy issue. That holds you from not talking to your mom or dad? Now listen, they rip you off for you know, the Baker Mayfield treatment where the old man takes a whole bunch of money and you and the wife go, that's it. I get that. That's you got effed over by a family member. That changed. But like a difference in religion or growing up in a religion that you didn't want to go to? Mm-hmm. I got news for you. I didn't want to go to the Catholic Church as much as I went, and I was never into what my parents were in the Catholic Church. To this day, nothing against the Catholic Church. I'm still seen there once in a while.
Happy Good Friday.
Yeah, see, thank you. I didn't even realize that. Such a great Catholic. But like, look it, I love my parents, man. I didn't agree with everything. They did some stuff, you know, but I mean, now this guy all of a sudden's got all this stuff, and it's like, it's just yap. It's like, okay, I would have played for $10 million. Like, still a lot of money. Like the average guy doesn't want to hear you. I'll play for 10 M's, which that's a new thing apparently. M's.
Oh, M's.
10 M's. And I'm like, still a lot of money if you were. I mean, do the math on that, $600,000-$700,000 a game. That's, ain't nobody feeling sorry for you for that, let alone we know you ain't playing for that when you come back. We know it's a lot more than that. But I listen to this guy, and he's a Cal guy, and his hometown's 30 minutes away from my hometown, which I've said before. And I'm just like, wow, man, what happened to you? And by the way, he's made more money than any NFL quarterback.
Well,
he's done great, which, by the way, good businessman for him. You can't hate on that.
Have you seen his documentary on Netflix?
No.
he does admit that he's like, football has given me a life that I could never imagine. It's given me generational wealth. But he's just wired differently, Joe. That's the thing about him. And once you kind of understand that he's just different in the brain, you start to kind of see into who he is. But yeah,
I guess my thing is, I saw at the end of Dan Marino's career, he still wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the Dolphins said, hey, we need you for three more, he said, I'm in, man. This is what I love being on a football field. I love being around guys. I love the whole concept of what it's done for me. And then you get a guy like, yeah, I don't know, I'm in, I'm out, I don't know, haven't decided, can't worry about your draft, or you do whatever you need to do. Well, he knows there's a shortage of quarterbacks. He knows. Damn it, you know we don't have enough good quarterbacks around the league. So anyway, I watched that, and I you step away. Oh, great stuff. And I'm like, eh. That's him, man, right there. All those different things he said. Well, I'm in a relationship, a serious relationship, and it's kind of like I've given my lot to this sport. Nobody forcing your ass. You could have just said I'm done at 41. You had a great run. You're a Hall of Famer. But he is jerking this Steelers around. What are they going to do? What? There is no other plan right now unless they trade for Kirk Cousins. What else is there to get somebody as good as Aaron Rodgers?
They're just hoping. But do you think he already knows what he wants to do? It's just a matter of time on his time frame?
I don't know.
All right,
If I told you that, then I'd be making that. I have no idea. But I'm just looking. He's a different dude, man. He is. For everybody says he flies differently than the other little birdies. There's no question about it, man. Anyway, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up here, and a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff going on. Getting ready for some playoffs. Hopefully, the Heat will be able to join the playoffs with a win tonight in a play-in game in Atlanta, and then of course the Panthers get set for Game 1 against Tampa Bay Tuesday. So they got the weekend to still get all the guys back together and still getting ready to go, and hopefully we get some great news on Matthew Tkachuk that he'll be back. We got the draft Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and it is a big, big draft for the Miami Dolphins, and specifically Mr. Chris Greer, because he's got a lot of holes to fill.